Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your wonderful truth that's found in fellowship with you. Thank you for your wonderful words that tell us man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. Thank you, Lord, for your word that says that we abide in you and you abide in us. And when we let your word abide in us and we hold fast to it, you watch over it and you bring it to pass because you desire us to bear much fruit. In Jesus' name, bless this word to us, bless this day to us, and thank you. Our lives are secure and blessed in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 5, verse 12 to 15. The one who has the Son has life. The one who doesn't have God's Son does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of God's Son, so that you can know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence that we have in our relationship with God. If we ask for anything in agreement with His will, He listens to us. If we know that He listens to whatever we ask, we know that we have received what we asked from Him.
Hallelujah. Isn't that so straightforward, eh? And that is our God, and that is His word, and that's what He watches over. And when we treasure it as it's who we are, it's who He is, and it's great and precious promises that cannot be changed. He's not a God to change His mind or lie. He's a God of truth. And when we embrace it and we take it for what it is and we say, thank you, Lord, it's your word. And let it be according to your word. We experience this beauty, this love, and it's always relevant to the plan that He has predestined for us in Christ. That's what comes to pass. And so it's just so important to build your life on the rock. Build your life on the revelation word that God gives you. Make it your own. Amen. And then you can experience Him in all His goodness. And it says so clearly in John, just normal John. John chapter 5 verse 24. When we believe in the Son, we have passed from death into life. And there's it. Klar. That's it. And then you just go and when you see other scriptures that say the same thing like Colossians that says we have been, and it's past tense, been translated out of darkness into the kingdom of His Son, of His love. And then we can see that's God's word. And where does words come from? It comes from your thoughts and your intents. And what is that? Our thoughts and our intents is our will. So God's thoughts and His intents is His will. And our will got us nowhere. It got us into a lot of deception, crawling around in the darkness. But praise God, in God's will and us embracing His will for us, we pass from death into life. And then it says so beautifully in Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1. It talks about now we have the divine influence that is on God's heart, grace, coming to us that brings us peace. And then he says, this is your reality, that you've got that. Amen. So that you can partake of the divine nature and having escaped, you became a new creation once you turned to the living God. And now you can be the new creation. As you add to your faith goodness, goodness, knowledge, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, brotherly kindness, the agape quality of life. And he says, when you do these, you're making your calling sure and you won't even fall because you are partaking now of the blessings that is available for you in the kingdom. So guys, you, that says it all, eh? Arise and shine. And be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.